Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Weeky Corner?
Well, there's been a lot of crazy football weather over the weekend, right? They had to postpone the Bills game. The Miami at Kansas City game on Saturday night was the fourth coldest game of all time.
Yeah.
So I thought that today we would talk about the coldest game of all time in NFL history.
Yeah.
And that was the 1967 NFL Championship game, also known as the Ice Bowl.
Oh, that's a The Ice Bowl.
Yes. So that was played on New Year's Eve, 1967, at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Mm. The Dallas Cowboys, champions of the Eastern Conference, traveled north to meet the Western champion Green Bay Packers, the two-time defending league champions. It was a rematch of the previous year's title game and pitted two future Hall of Fame head coaches against each other, Tom Landry for the Cowboys and Vince Lombardi for the Packers.
Uh-huh.
The two head coaches had a long history together, as both had coached together on the staff of the late 50s New York Giants, with Lombardi serving as offensive coordinator and Landry as defensive coordinator.
Okay.
So because of the adverse conditions in which the game was played, the rivalry between the two teams and the game's dramatic climax, it has been immortalized as the Ice Bowl and is considered one of the greatest games in NFL history, and it remains the coldest game ever played in NFL history.
Brr.
Yes. Now, how cold was it? Well, the game time temperature was about negative 15 with an average wind chill around negative 48 degrees.
Holy cow.
I can't even imagine what that would be standing out there for, you know, 5 minutes, let alone an entire football game.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So Lambeau Field's turf heating system malfunctioned, and when the tarp was removed before the game, it left moisture on the field. So that made the field freeze gradually in the extreme cold, leaving an icy surface that became worse as more and more of the field fell into the shadow of the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
The heating system made by General Electric cost
$80,000. This is 1967.
Right. On the sidelines before the game, some Dallas players believed that Lombardi had purposely removed power to the heating coils.
No.
The heating system would eventually be given the moniker Lombardi's Folly.
No, that's terrible.
So the Wisconsin State University Lacrosse Marching Chiefs Band was scheduled to perform the pregame and halftime shows. However, during warm-ups in the brutal cold, the woodwind instruments froze and wouldn't play, and the mouthpieces of brass instruments got stuck to the players' lips. And seven members of the band were also transported to local hospitals for hyperthermia.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Packer linebacker Dave Robinson recalled that the field did not get really bad until the second half, saying that because the halftime show was canceled, there was no traffic on the field for an extended period to keep the surface ice all broken up.
Sure.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Prior to the game, many of the Green Bay players were unable to start their cars in the freezing weather, forcing them to make alternate travel arrangements to make it to the stadium on time, some even flagging down random passing motorists to get a ride.
That's kind of reminiscent of the game. Was that last season? Where they came and dug the Bills players out of their homes?
Yes. Yeah.
Wild.
The officials for the game found they did not have sufficient clothing for the cold and had to make an early trip to a sporting goods store for earmuffs, heavy gloves, and thermal underwear.
Ooh.
The officials were unable to use their whistles after the opening kickoff. As referee Norm Schachter blew his metal whistle to signal the start of play, it froze to his lips.
Oh, my gosh.
So for the rest of the game, the officials had to use voice commands and calls to end plays and officiate the game. Nothing was immune from the cold. At one point during the game, CBS commentator Frank Gifford remarked, "I'm going to take a bite of my coffee," as it, too, had frozen in his mug.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So the Packers ended up winning the game 21-17, but several players developed frostbite and some suffered from flu-like symptoms. Green Bay went on to finish the postseason by easily defeating the Oakland Raiders that year, 33-14. Since the original Ice Bowl game, there have been other playoff games at Lambeau Field that have been dubbed by fans or the media as Ice Bowl 2, including the 2007 NFC Championship game between the Packers and the Giants, with a game time temperature of 0 degrees with a wind negative 23 wind chill. This game was the coldest game at Lambeau Field since the actual Ice Bowl.
The actual one. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say that Frank Gifford's coffee froze, why was Frank Gifford outside on the inside, like behind glass, or were they not back in the day?
In 1967, I don't know. Were they all sitting outside? I don't
know. Straight up miserable.
I guess.
You picked out a record, to go along with the Ice Bowl, did you?
Yeah, so in honor of the Bills game, which is starting, you know, soon, any minute now, we're going to play the Bills shout song.
All right. Sounds good, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We'll see anyway. Bills shout song, Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that on Legends?
Because the Bills are going to kick off in, 9 minutes here?
Yeah.
And right now, it's 16 degrees there at Orchard, in Orchard Park, and it feels like five.
Feels like so, five, yes. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the Ice Bowl is the coldest game ever played in NFL history.
The game time temperature was minus 15 with minus 48 degree wind chill.
And it was so cold that the marching band couldn't play and the refs couldn't use their whistles.
People complain about the refs not being able to use their whistles, Sarah.
Probably not. But I mean, how did they hear anything?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. Could they still throw the flags or did they shatter upon impact on the field?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought it was as well. The what was I going to? Oh, I was thinking about the Chiefs game the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the players got to go on the sidelines and they had all this state of the art heating stuff, which still would be, I would still hate it. Don't get me wrong. But it was the first time I ever had sympathy for the referees because they just had to be out there the whole game.
Yeah.
You couldn't tap out and have somebody else come in and while you warm up, you just were out there. Oh,
yeah.
Heavens. Folks want to learn more about the Ice Bowl. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And the Bills are 10-point favorites today.
All right.
Now, I don't think that had anything to do with the snow that they were expecting. You saw a video of the field.
Yeah.
Like
it was wild.
There's no way the game could have taken place.
You wouldn't have even been able to see.
On TV, in the stands, you wouldn't have been able to see anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's brutal. Anyway, so game starts here in about 6-7 minutes or so. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And
Go
Bills. We'll do another Wiki Corner tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic with Melanie Sands coming up next. And the forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. It's on the way.